Good morning. Welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Blake Hounshell, filling in for Anna Palmer and Jake Sherman. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Beverage Association. All right, the main event today is the meeting between congressional Democrats and President Donald Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and a few top committee chairs are due to sit down with the president this morning at the White House to talk about infrastructure. Democrats want Trump to agree that any infrastructure deal will expand beyond transportation to include water and energy projects and rely on products and companies based in the U.S. Now, both parties say they want a deal, but it won't be easy, given everything that Democrats are asking for, including a rollback of Trump's tax cuts. And keep in mind, too, that Mitch McConnell isn't exactly a fan of infrastructure spending in the first place, and any bill has to get through the Senate as well as the House. Plus, who knows if the meeting will stay on topic in the first place? Will the president bring up some other subjects that have been on his mind lately, like, say, the Mueller report, or the battle over his tax returns? Or hey, maybe they'll just talk about infrastructure the whole time. Who knows? We'll have to see what happens later this morning. My colleagues Heather Cagle and Burgess Everett make this important point about the meeting. The last time Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer met with Donald Trump, it was an unequivocal disaster, culminating in the longest government shutdown in history. The White House meeting Tuesday morning is likely to reveal whether anything at all can get done in Washington over the next 18 months. So those are the stakes. And let's not forget that Democrats are still wrangling with Attorney General Bill Barr over the format of his hearing this week before the House Judiciary Committee. Democrats are stewing over Barr's summary of the Mueller report, which they say was misleading. But the two sides have yet to agree whether lawyers for the committee will be allowed to question Barr along with lawmakers. The hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, and Democrats are threatening to compel Barr to testify. The Democrats' 2020 frontrunner Joe Biden was on Good Morning America talking about Anita Hill, who says she doesn't feel he's adequately apologized for how he handled her testimony against Clarence Thomas back in 1991. Biden went further on GMA than he has in the past, saying, "As committee chairman, I take responsibility that she did not get treated well." Speaking of cleanup jobs, here's a potential mess in the making. 16 Democrats have already qualified for the first Democratic primary debate in June, according to the latest analysis by the New York Times. Here's who hasn't qualified so far: Wayne Messam, Seth Moulton, Eric Swalwell, and Marianne Williamson. Finally, here's what's on tap for Trump today. The president will host congressional Democrats in the Cabinet Room of the White House at 10:30 a.m. Then at 3:30 p.m., he'll greet 2018 NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano in the Oval Office. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
America's beverage companies are working together to support families' efforts to reduce sugar in their diet. Together, Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi are providing more great-tasting options with less sugar or no sugar at all. Smaller portion sizes, clear calorie labels, and reminders to think balance. More choices, smaller portions, less sugar. Learn more about how we're working together at balanceus.org. That's balanceus.org.